Then we have another pigmentary disorder along with ectodermal dysplasia syndrome, which is known as the Naegeli Frenschescatti Jadassohn syndrome and dermopathia pigmentosa reticularis. Both of these disorders have a certain similarities. That's why they are discussed together. So both of these have the same inheritance pattern, that is autosomal dominant, and the mutation is also the same, that is keratin 14 gene, that is KRT14. Due to this mutation, there is an increased susceptibility of the keratinocyte to pro-apoptotic stimulus, and that's why they undergo apoptosis. The cardinal features of the skin are the reticulate cutaneous pigmentation that begins right in the early life, along with the ectodermal dysplasia features, in which there is a lack of sweating, and hence there will be intolerance to the heat. Poor teeth and moderate hyperkeratosis of the palms and soles. Along with that, there is complete absence of dermatoglyphics in both of these diseases. There's a subtle difference in between these two disorders, in which the dermopathia pigmentosa reticularis, there is a non-cicatricial alopecia and onychodystrophy, which is not seen in Naegeli Frenschescatti Jadassohn syndrome. Otherwise, the other features, that is diminished sweat gland function, poor teeth, hyperkeratosis of the palm, absence of dermatoglyphics, and reticulate pigmentation are present in the both. So I'm going to share a very interesting mnemonic by which you will be easily you'll be able to easily remember these two and the difference between them.